through the good times and through the bad times. Update. Your talking newspaper. Keeping you connected.
So, a very warm welcome to Update for October the 24th, 2025. This is our opening segment, and Update Talking News Stoke is for Stoke-on-Trent, North Staffordshire. It's great to have you back with us, and I hope that you've had an amazing couple of weeks, and you've had quite a nice time entering the autumn. Like, October's that kind of transitional month, isn't it, from summer into autumn. Currently we do aim to get the service out to you via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks, with the occasional overlap that depends on volunteer availability and situations outside our control, like illnesses or Royal Mail delays. The next edition will be the 14th of November, and we will also be back with you for December the 5th. And then the one before Christmas is going to be around the 19th of December. So you should get that before Christmas, fingers crossed. If you use the pouch service, please do try and get your pouches back to us by the 12th of November for the next edition, if you'd like that sending out to you. Content's available on our website at updatestoke.org via the Wireless for the Blind Talking newspaper app on tablet or smartphone. Updates also available on the Amazon Alexa and Google Nest. Please do let us know of your experiences using those services, as feedback helps us shape service going forward. And if you would like to use Alexa or the Google Nest, then please do get in touch with us and we can guide you through the process. The studio number, if you need anything out with anything technical or want to comment on our edition, is 07721 641887. For general inquiries, new listeners and volunteers, you can call 07395 777628. To contact us by email, it's info@updatestoke.org. If you know of anyone who'd like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please do spread the word. And the same goes regarding volunteers. If you know of anyone with a little spare time who may be able to contribute, please do ask them to get in touch. We're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks to one of the other services to return your equipment to us. And if you can afford, make a yearly contribution of £25 or more to help with additional costs. Also, the addition of things like Alexa and online, it does mean that some of the availability of content is restricted, so certain things are only available on the pouch service and on our own website at updatestoke.org. Staffordshire Sight are also sharing content links when available on Facebook and Twitter and their social media. They also run social groups and get-togethers. They have a drop-in on Tuesday at their hub in Albion Street, and also offer support of all sorts of things should you need it. To find out about their services, you can give them a call on 07931 327018. You can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can email hello@ssla.org.uk. Our readers this week are myself, Liz, Anuta, plus we've got Poems with Jean, we've got Sport with Cliff and John, and not forgetting Uta's One and Only Snippets. We've got Timbo's Trivia coming up for you shortly, and that's the start of the edition, but we have the answers in the entertainment segment. And then we've got Lizzie's One and Only Quiz in the local news and features section for you as well. In entertainment for you, we've got the best of what's on cinema. We've got a couple of theatre previews of what's coming up at the Regent and New Vic. We've got the best of the TV, film, stream and radio highlights, TV Grapevine, which is TV trivia, and a musical interlude. We're having a little break from the Audible preview, but it'll be back for you in November. And we've also got two editions at the end of In Touch from Peter White and BBC Radio 4. I hope you're having a good autumn and you're in good spirits. You're not too depressed with the state of the world, everything that's going on with the royals, America, Ukraine, anything I've not mentioned, our current government who are annoying everybody, the cost of living crisis. We're fast approaching the autumn winter season, with Halloween bonfire night not too far away. Things in the shops are reminding us that Christmas is almost here. I brought my first Christmas present the other day. And the only reason I did that, well, two reasons actually. One reason is because I think sort of December is so expensive. So maybe buying a couple of things in October and November kind of cuts that cost down. And the other thing is a lot of places sell out of stuff by the middle of November and don't have it back in again. So when you see something which you think, oh, someone will love that, you kind of have to get it early. Because last year, there were maybe three or four things I saw and thought, oh, I'll go and get that for somebody. And then when I actually eventually went to get it, it wasn't available anymore. It sold out and they didn't have any more in. So that is the reason why we're kind of forced now to shop early. Because if you don't see it, well, if you don't buy it when you see it, or buy it when it's in the shops, there's no guarantee you're going to get your hands on it. Like, that is the story of TK Maxx. Like, if you don't buy something when you see it in TK Maxx, you might never ever see it again. So that is that's the policy of Christmas shopping, the way it is becoming, I think. Also, please do be aware of scams as you approach the winter, because scams is something that is getting worse and worse and worse, and people will try to defraud you if you let them. So it can be on the phone, it can be emails, it can be text, it can be someone knocking at the door, so many different ways. Please do be aware of these, and always ask, if you're ever in doubt, ask someone for advice first. If you're ever like sort of getting a bit lonely, then please do try to reach out to someone who might be able to help. Maybe you can ring a helpline, or you could ring a friend or family member who you've not seen for a while, and you can kind of catch up with them. It's always good to have something to look forward to, so please do bear that in mind. So if you do need any help or support whatsoever, please do get in touch, and we'll try and help you whatever we can. We can also refer you to other services. So if you do need any help, things like audio description services on Netflix and Amazon, talking book services, anything like that, please do get in touch and we'll try to help you. We're currently, we are funded by the National Lottery Awards for All, and they do an amazing job in helping us continue. But funding is limited, and if you can make a donation, then please do so. And we do the contribution request on players as well. So please do help us with that if you possibly can. Now, I hope you will always find a way to lift your spirits when you need to. If you need to get in touch with us about anything whatsoever, you can give us a call. You can give me a call on the studio number, which is 07721 641887, or you can email info@updatestoke.org, as we're always here if you need us. For general inquiries, you can call 07395 777628. I'd like to take another opportunity to thank everyone for listening and supporting Update. A massive thank you to those who've donated, and a special thanks to all the volunteers who've given up their time to keep Update going. And I hope you enjoy the range of features and information that we have for you in this edition. Through all things, keep smiling through, and I hope you enjoy our edition for the 24th of October 2025. Coming up, we have for you Timbo's Trivia, and then we're going to go into all of our news, local news and features with myself, Uta and Liz. Then we've got poems from Jean, and we've got sport from John and Cliff, and then we're going to go into the entertainment segments.